This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
We're achieving what no administration has ever achieved before. And what do I get out of it? Tell me. I get impeached. That's what I get out of it. By these radical left lunatics, I get impeached. But that's okay. The farmers are sticking with Trump.
All right, that's the president over the weekend making some remarks about, of course, the impending trial that's going to happen in the Senate, which 100 senators will decide whether the president continues to do what he does or he is removed from office. That's the extreme edges of this. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Here is the latest on that timeline that's been somewhat compressed for the trial. Remember, the president is hoping he will still be in office, of course, and do that State of the Union address thing. So a couple of quick hits for you. Mitch McConnell laid out what is definitely a, I'll call it a compressed or shrunken trial timeline, because this is a trial. Think of it as a trial where you have Justice Roberts, who is the presiding judge over the proceedings, and you have the jurors as the Senate. It's that simple. This is what the two-day calendar for each side will look like to give opening statements in this impeachment trial. And there are ground rules that are really getting under the skin of Democrats as we get closer to, of course, Tuesday. The Republican leader outlined it like this. It was a four-page resolution. It's going to be voted on as one of the first orders of business when the senators convene on Tuesday morning. It pushes off any votes on witnesses until later in the process instead of right up front. And it also is kind of like, think of it as like a legal brief, sort of, and documents and witnesses and all of that in this rules package. So here's what happens. The 2 days per side. Senators will be allowed up to 16 hours for questions to the prosecution and defense, followed by 4 hours of debate. Then there will be votes on calling other witnesses. So it is like a trial without witnesses. Boom, boom, boom. Then the vote. Do we need witnesses? In the event that the senators, and I think it would be a long shot, but in the event that the senators agree to call witnesses, the rules would say, or are proposed, that any witness must be deposed, and the Senate would then decide which ones, if any, would testify in public. So this whole idea that we're going to have watching parties and everybody is going to be glued to every ounce of this might just dissipate like a bad weatherman who has said we are going to get smashed by hail and rain and flash floods and all of that. I mean, just poof out the window and turns on a dime and the outlook could be sunny. And it certainly would be sunny for 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue if they go through these 16 hours for questions to the prosecution and defense, then they have the 4 hours of debate, and then they vote about the witnesses, and poof, it doesn't happen. That's number one. And if they do vote for that, then deposing and cherry-picking, if any of those, would even be in public. So the idea that you would get the testimony of Lev Parnas, who made a big splash on Rachel Maddow's MSNBC show by dumping all over the president and saying that he's a liar and talking about the Ukraine situation, that doesn't happen. That showdown, that drama is done. That's it. The idea that John Bolton, the former defense secretary, would testify, done. The idea that Mike Mulvaney would be a witness. Done. Most likely. So pretty interesting. to see this. Now, in a brief from the president's lawyers, which, of course, is Dream Team Legal second time around, they argued that he did absolutely nothing wrong and urged the Senate to just reject the case, that it's flimsy, saying, in, according to one of the lines I saw, all of this is a dangerous perversion of the Constitution that the Senate should swiftly and roundly condemn. The article should be rejected. The president should be immediately acquitted. It was a 110-page brief from the White House. When I say this should be interesting, yeah, it should be interesting. It should be really interesting. So anyway, senators are poised for, you know, basically the third trial. We've said it a couple of times of its kind in our history, but they have to go through this whole rules fight and then the witness deal. So this is big. It's, you know what it is? It's deciding on what's going to happen when it's laid out, and the preview of this could kill the rest of it. I mean, and there is a good chance of that. And if you look at the numbers in the Senate, where do the numbers add up? Where do they go? Are there swing votes the Democrats will claim of the Republicans? So the Senate has a 53-47 Republican majority. So they're not expected to mount the two-thirds votes, though, needed for conviction. I mean, really. The president's lawyers suggested an outcome would be an unconstitutional conviction. So they're already setting up just in case. Just in case, here's plan C. And the White House also is saying that the House inquiry was lacking because they didn't investigate Biden or his son Hunter. They just left them out of the whole thing, who served on the board of the gas company in the Ukraine while his father was VP. But, of course, there is no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of them. Poor taste and outrageous behavior by Hunter Biden. Oh, no doubt about that. It's like a Dateline MSNBC. Following him with secret cameras, would be very sad for his family. Chuck Schumer says it's clear Senator McConnell is hell-bent on making it much more difficult to get witnesses and documents and intent on rushing the trial through. So I talked about speed in the beginning and squishing this together. And I think it is going to be speedy. Let's put it this way. By the time Super Bowl Sunday rolls around, which is less than 2 weeks, I don't believe that this is going to be going on. I don't have a crystal ball. I have some good sources. And we've talked about the need for speed throughout this whole thing. It's very important what happens with these opening statements. These next couple of days are big, the 16 hours. Questions, debate, and then the call on whether there's witnesses. If there's no witnesses, where does this all go? Then it's just more gum flapping by the so-called jurors who are senators. So I think it would be a very, very quick wrap. By the way, Gallup did a poll. 51% say Trump should not be removed from office. 46% say they want their senators to vote to convict the president. Where do you stand? 855-266-5283 or katedelaneyradio.com. Back in a flash.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's dig in the mail bag. Dig in the mail bag.
Oh, yeah. We got a ton of people that flipped me some emails the last couple of days. Even today, some who were off celebrating Martin Luther King Day. Martin Luther King Jr., of course. It goes without saying the impact that MLK had on the U.S., on relations between integrating blacks, whites, and so many others. You know, he was an American Christian minister and an activist who became absolutely, hands down, the most visible person you can imagine in a leadership role as a spokesperson in the civil rights movement from 1955 until he was assassinated in 1963. There's so many great quotes from MLK Jr., and I'll tell you, one of the ones that always sticks with me, the time is always right to do what is right. And then another one that I like, darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that. So we start with that because I go to this one from Hal who says, okay, when I think about where we are in time, race relations-wise, and so much of the conversation that goes on, you wonder, what would Martin Luther King Jr. think that he lived until, sadly, his life was ended in the late 60s, but for all the work that he did in trying to move the conversation beyond, would he be disappointed seriously in some of what has happened in this country? Well, if you're asking my opinion, which you are, yes, I think he would be disappointed in some of what's happened in the U.S. And, of course, then there are other strides that have been made. So as much as I could say, one, I could also add, but then there have been other amazing things that have happened. Remember, I'm a glasses half full person, and so I want to look at the positive aspects of what he fought for and what others around him, many of them white, some of them, and many of them black, to try to end all of what was happening. And of course, his death was followed by riots in a whole bunch of cities, and I've seen the footage of it. And you know, Martin Luther King Jr. Day was established as a holiday in so many cities and states starting in 1971. And Ronald Reagan in 1986 made it a federal holiday. So lots of streets have been named in his honor, etc. Of course, there's the memorial on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. But I think he would say it's not about memorials, it's about what are we doing to unite each other. And, you know, of course, the famous speech, I Have a Dream. And that was asked here. This one is from Trevor, who says, Kate, you know that famous speech, I Have a Dream. I was in history class, and I only knew a little bit about, I'm 30 years old, I only knew a little bit about MLK Jr., and I had a great teacher who played the speech, talked about it, and really went through line by line and explained it. And I'm a white dude that grew up in a very white suburb, and I have to say I was incredibly moved by everything that I learned, so much ignorance that I had no idea existed. And I hope for the sake of my generation and the generations behind me that things in this country still are about having a dream and holding truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I Have a Dream, which of course is part of his speech. I like that. Yeah, that's exactly what he said. I still have a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. One day this nation will rise up and live up to its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream. So, yeah. And that is something that speech, you can take it and look at it in lots and lots of different ways. And, of course, it has been dissected that way as well in some of the particular words he used and then ultimately what I would call the payoff of that speech is. All right, let's move to this one. This one is from Frank. And Frank says, Kate, I am so tired of hearing about this whole impeachment thing. And you and I both know this is going to get wrapped up quickly. There's not going to be witnesses. And how in the world would the Republican senators decide to vote against that? The numbers aren't there no matter what anybody thinks. Well, I just said the numbers. The numbers aren't there unless something changes. And, of course, there's going to be some key Senate Republicans that will determine the rules. I talked about that, setting that up so you would understand when we jump on the air what we've learned in the next, really, 3 days will be big for that. And it's really a handful of people that are going to decide. Like Susan Collins, who always seems to be on that swing from Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Lamar Alexander from Tennessee, Mitt Romney from Utah, all of those Republican senators say they are open to witnesses. So where will they vote? That's key. How are they going to vote? Are we going to see John Bolton? Are we going to see the acting White House Chief of Staff, Mick Mulvaney? I think there's going to be strong arguments that might not fill enough of what is needed, which is the votes. And the votes, you know, he has the votes to begin the trial with the opening statements from the House managers, but then that all is open to interpretation after that. And, of course, the vote as to whether or not there's going to be witnesses is very, very big, obviously, in this case. And Susan Collins, who's been known to say one thing and then flop over to another side, is saying one thing right now. And she's saying, While I need to hear the case argued and the questions answered, I tend to believe having additional information would be helpful. She supported calling witnesses in the Clinton trial. Prior to hearing the statement of the case and the senators asking questions, she said she wouldn't support any attempts by either side to subpoena documents or witnesses, so she's backing up what's happening. Let's move to this one. Here's one that's completely in a different direction. And this one is from Joseph. Kate, I haven't emailed you in a while. Sorry, I've been super busy. My crazy wife wanted me to ask you this question. She knows that you're a movie freak. I told her about your cheap movie reviews, and I love them, I have to say. I laugh when you say, just wait for it to come out and stream. Save your money and eat your popcorn at home. Well, I'll tell you the show that everybody wants to see, apparently, according to my wife. She wanted to get your take on Jennifer Aniston getting back with Brad Pitt. Apparently, there was some award show, and they both received awards and were making eyes at each other, she says. Well, they were married, okay? I can't even believe I'm commenting on this. They were married for, I don't know, 5 years or something, and then he fooled around with Angelina Jolie. Maleficent entered the picture when they made a movie together, and that was that, had all the kids, and boom. And he keeps making these jokes. He's gotten a couple of different awards, and she did get they have a thing called SAG-AFTRA, where their peers... Some people are listening to me in L.A. right now, and you might be an actor. You know what I'm talking about. And your peers vote for you. And it's actually a really big deal, because to have your peers vote for you. And she got an award for something called The Morning Show, which I saw and was brilliant. It was about television. It was kind of reminded you of some of what's happened with Matt Lauer and some others with the big scandals. You know, the sexual harassment stuff, but Reese Witherspoon is also in this, and she got an award for that, and he got an award for his movie about his movie with King Leo, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I thought was brilliant. If you haven't seen that, there's my plug. Go see that. This whole thing about them getting back together, I'm not a Hollywood gossip writer or a body language expert, but I would say that I saw the pictures because they were thrown in my face. I would say they look like they liked each other. That's a good thing. Can exes get along and be friends? In some cases, right? Just don't tell mine. See you around the bend.
I'm gonna be a pop star. Gonna be a pop star now. Yes, I'm going to be a pop star.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
As the impeachment trial gets underway Tuesday in the Senate, President Trump will be working in Davos, Switzerland, meeting with leaders at the World Economic Forum. His A-list team of attorneys will be putting on his defense in D.C. It remains unclear if witnesses will be called or if there will be a vote and the matter dismissed. The latest on where the Democrats who want to be president stand, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
According to a focus on rural America America poll released on Monday morning, Joe Biden garnered 24% support in Iowa. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren next with 18%, followed by former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He's coming in at 16% in the poll, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders garnered 14%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Interesting for, I think, a lot of you listening, no matter what kind of hours you work, and I know it's all over the map for everybody. Hey, Kate Delaney, I understand about casual Fridays. I used to be the sports director of a huge station, and then I was also a COO of a radio network, and that was one of the things that was debated heavily. So there's a new study that says the workplace is getting much more casual. 90% of managers believe that over the course of the past decade, the workplace has become significantly less formal. This is a global staffing firm, Account Temps. They polled more than 2,800 senior managers in the U.S. That's where this comes from, so you get it. And they discovered nearly all of them, 91%, felt a number of previously unacceptable office behaviors have become standard in the past 10 years. Wow. Joyce Smithy is in our virtual green room listening to this, and we welcome her to the show. She's a highly respected employment and labor law attorney. She represents employers and employees throughout Maryland and the District of Columbia and a diverse range of legal matters, including discrimination, wage issues, sex abuse, harassment, employee defamation, and so much more. Thanks so much, Joyce, for joining us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So we look at the workplace. You heard what I just said. I know you know this study. And with the workplace getting casual or maybe a little more casual, is that a problem?
You know, it all depends on the culture of the workplace. Certainly, there's pros to it, and there can be cons to it. If you're in a workplace with a lot of client and customer contact, where those customers may expect a certain amount of professionalism in the dress, it can be a problem. On the other hand, if you have employees who are able to dress as they wish, they view that as a perk. It can have a positive boost on morale. So, you know, it may be a problem. It may be a positive, depending on the culture of the workplace.
So you see this. I described the kind of law that you do and all kinds of law related to the same thing, though, I would say, when we're talking about workplaces. And I wonder, do you agree with what the study's saying and that there are a lot of unacceptable things that are going on? Because I can tell you, I saw that when I was a boss, and this was a while ago. This was over a decade ago. What do you think?
I definitely agree. I own a law firm that does only employment and labor work, and we get approximately now about 100 to 150 calls a week. And, you know, it runs the gamut of the types of behaviors we hear from different people. So I do think, I do think that there is a lot of unacceptable behavior. I think it just may be changing across the years as to what we view is unacceptable, and stuff that might have been okay 10 years ago isn't, and stuff that wasn't okay 10 years ago is now okay.
Yeah, crazy. And you've got to be busy. I mean, are your phones just ringing off the hook?
Really are. It is very busy. I think it's a sad statement of, you know, how unhappy employers and employees can be in the workplace. Certainly I'm busy, and most of the employment and labor attorneys I know are quite busy.
So the bottom line is this: when you feel you're not being treated right, what's the first thing you should do before we even get to the point of having any kind of a lawsuit or a problem?
Great question. And I think there are different types of conduct that could fall under not being treated right or fairly. Certainly if you have issues that could be illegal, things that, you know, are perhaps sexual harassment or racial harassment, discrimination, you probably want to treat those differently than perhaps, you know, a personality dispute in the workplace. You know, I get a lot of complaints from people about bullying in the workplace, and it's counterintuitive that most places don't have a law against that. For harassment and bullying to be illegal, it needs to be based on a protected class, such as gender or race. So if you are in a personality dispute that isn't related to your gender, race, age, or other protected classes, you may not have any legal protection. And in that case, it can make sense to go directly to the person that you're having the dispute with, but only if you're comfortable and feel safe doing so. I would definitely check your policies and your handbook. Many companies have policies and handbooks that address these concerns. Many of them have a complaint policy that would encourage you to go either to your supervisor or to human resources for those complaints. And again, if it's a complaint of more generalized bullying or a personality dispute, you know, HR is going to be sort of your first and last resort in getting that solved, because most states do not have a law protecting against those things. But if it deals with a gender issue, race issue, age issue, or other protected classes, certainly you want to see if they have a policy. You want to report that to HR, because HR is going to have certain obligations when they learn of those kinds of unfair conduct in the workplace. They're going to have to investigate it, promptly remedy it, because if not, those employees will escalate, and they'll take it to the EEOC and perhaps even eventually a lawsuit.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. So I have to ask you, Joyce, there's all kinds of law out there that you could practice. You go to law school. How'd you go down this lane, and is it rewarding for you?
Yes, I'm so glad I found it. I went to law school in the 90s when it was a good economy, and I came out interviewing at a lot of Wall Street firms at, you know, looking at document review, and I thought that I'd made the worst mistake in my life, and found employment law in the firm that I went to after law school and realized it's one of the most important defining parts of most people's daily existence, and losing your job can be as devastating as, you know, a death in the family for people. They lose their identity, they lose their ability to support their family, and it's an area that, again, isn't, you don't have as many rights as you might suspect in the workplace, and so it's a difficult area and it's challenging, and I really, you know, I love the idea of going in and working with this very limited set of laws and trying to carve out a way to, you know, get people through these difficult times. On the plaintiff side, there's no better feeling than helping somebody through this and taking on that big company and being, you know, rolling that boulder up the hill and holding them accountable. But on the employer side, it's really wonderful to be on the side of proactively keeping these things from happening and helping companies implement policies and provide sensitivity training so that they never have to end up at the EEOC or in a lawsuit.
People ask me all the time, Joyce, because I'm either speaking behind a microphone on radio or TV, or I'm on a stage. I'm a speaker as well. They always say, "Oh, what's the best speech you ever gave? What's the most famous person you ever met or interviewed?" And so I have to ask you, what's your favorite case? Did you just have a case where, was it the first one you won? Was it one where you thought someone was really getting done dirty and I won it? What was your favorite case?
Hard questions. I have a lot of them, and it can be different things. It can be defined by the client or the outcome, but I have to say, for me, an obvious answer is one of my first ones I tried. I mean, we're probably talking 20 years ago, and it was a case against Walmart, and you know, I kept trying the case. I was a brand new lawyer, and the client was having difficulty finding a lawyer to take the case on contingency. My firm at the time said, go ahead and take it. It'll be good experience. The client wanted me to take it. Her husband had died working at Walmart, and they weren't paying death benefits to her. And I tried that case three times. They appealed it three times.
Wow.
And I won it three times. You know, and there was just something about, you know, taking on a company that size, and it doesn't work for me as much anymore now that I've practiced as long as I have, but I can remember trying that case the first time saying, look, I'm going to make mistakes, but I promise you I will not make the same mistake twice. And it really worked, and I remember they had three law firms going up against me, and I had, you know, the widow client next to me, and it felt like this huge battle, and I had this small little arsenal of weapons, and to win that case so many times I was hooked, that adrenaline rush of being able to take that on and come away with a decision that affected that client's life forever. Yeah, she ended up getting, you know, death benefits, I believe, till today, even though the case is now 20 years old. I think that was the first one where I really got the rush of what it feels like to change someone's life through the processes we have.
Ooh, I love that. And you obviously changed life. So they didn't realize when they took you on, look, this lady is not going away. Should they're not going away, so we're gonna have to pay, and that's exactly what happened. You didn't go away.
I think that's right. There's that saying that 80% of life is showing up, and boy, did I just keep showing up.
I love that story. All right, thank you so much for joining us on the show, Joyce Smithy, and, you know, talking about the workplace and what does it mean, and be careful out there with what you're doing, because I know it is more lax. There's no question about that. Joyce, thanks.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you.
And again, if you want to know more about Joyce, you can always go to smithylaw.com. I love that story. She took on the Goliath, and she won. You dig deep enough, and you always, always find it. Can you imagine the lawyers they had? I'm thinking like of The Rainmaker, that movie, and what that looked like. All right. Yeah, that's what it was like, for sure. All right, stay with us. Man Cave coming up next.
Ahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Time to
invade the Mad Cave!
Big, let me say it again, big weekend for football. So if we were in what I really affectionately call the Woe Man Cave, you would love hanging out here. I'm going to post pictures on Kate Delaney fan page if you are a Facebooker, and you'll be able to see them. And I don't worry, I'll tell you when I get that done. But I'm going to take pictures because I think you'll find it interesting. Anyway, right now, probably in the background, we'd have the Aussie Open on just because it's going on live because of the time difference. And, of course, Rafa Nadal is walloping his opponent, eating his lunch in the first round. Are you kidding me? Of course, Dylan, you are toast. But while that's happening, really the true slice of Americana that if you are a sports fan, you in some way, either like college football or pro football or a combination of both, or you at least have watched some game somewhere in your life, I'm assuming. Did you watch this weekend the AFC and the NFC Championship game? So the AFC Championship game, once again, the Chiefs prevail. 35-24. Pat Mahomes, the guy is a machine. Almost 300 yards passing, touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Derrick Henry just couldn't do much of, he couldn't do much of anything. 19 carries and 69 yards and a touchdown, but he was stopped for the most part. So it was all about the Chiefs. Andy Reid doesn't want to be a bridesmaid. He's going to the big game once again, this time not with the Eagles, but with the Chiefs. And it's only his third year, Pat Mahomes, the kid out of Texas Tech who had so much upside. And here he is already in the biggest game of his life so far. The 49ers beat the Packers in the NFC Championship game, 37-20. Aaron Rodgers, where were you? A couple of interceptions. Still, if you looked at his line, 31-39 and 326 passing yards. But Raheem Mostert is amazing, the running back for the 49ers, who carried the ball 29 times for 220 yards and four touchdowns. Yeah, crazy. So now it is a date with destiny. It will be the 49ers versus Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Kyle Shanahan talked about his Niners defense and how exciting this all is.
I think our offense plays a little bit more to our defense here. Our defense has had a historically good year. So I think we've been able to win the game a lot of different ways on offense. But when the defense, the way it's played with us, you know, we didn't have to go out and air it out a ton, no one going into games like that. So we've tried to do it some old-fashioned ways at times. Our guys have gotten better at that as it's gone, and our defense has allowed us to do that no matter what. And it wasn't always that case with the other team you asked about.
I'll tell you what, Kansas City and San Francisco are so evenly matched, this game being played in Miami, the Super Bowl, that it's a 1 point. Kansas City is a 1 point favorite. That's how tight this is. Andy Reid, who I mentioned, the coach of Kansas City, talked about facing the run game for the 49ers and that offense.
Get down and study him and have the blocking schemes down and, you know, that. So, but our guys will do that. They'll bear down on it. And they've also got a good quarterback that can throw the ball, good receiver. So, and tight end, all pro tight end. So, there are a lot of variables to that offense that they can use different weapons. And, you know, our guys, they'll spend the time going over all that and studying it.
So there you go. Super Bowl. What are you doing for the Super Bowl? I'll tell you what, we're going to have our special Nail the Score that will happen the week of the Super Bowl. Sunday, February 2nd, is Super Bowl Sunday. It kicks at 6:30 Eastern. The over-under is 54.5 points. And I have a feeling this is going to be an edge-of-your-seat kind of Super Bowl. That's why that line is so tight, and it's going to be so much fun to watch what happens here. And I keep getting asked for my predictions. I'm honored to be sought after as a commentator. And today I was on seven different shows. I was on in Boston immediately asking me what I thought was going to happen. Houston, Cincinnati, Chicago, Cedar Rapids. I'm trying to think of all the places. You know, and the list was long. Even China Television, Global Television Network, and what mostly we talked about, the road to the Super Bowl and what's going to happen in the Super Bowl, potentially could happen anyway. And boy, I think it's going to be fascinating. I think it's going to be incredible to see what happens, because I like tight games. I like close games. I'm sure that most of you, if you spend any time watching football, would agree you like to see a tight game, too. Yes. And by the way, one of our fabulous affiliates, WGSO 990 AM New Orleans, I'm going to join my pal Jeff from Ringside Politics and talk about the Super Bowl, too, as well with Jeff. And he's Jeff Proyer, I think I'm saying that correctly. He does such a great show. When I've been through there, I always flip it on. He's on, you know, at a great hour when you're up getting your beignets. And anyway, instead of, we may talk about politics, but I think we'll be talking a lot about the Super Bowl and all of that. And too bad the Saints once again got ripped off, and who knows, would they have been there? Somebody asked me today about Drew Brees and whether I thought Drew Brees would be back with the Saints, because the conversation turns to, oh, free agents and quarterbacks, and Aaron Rodgers is one of those guys that's a free agent. Will he be back with Green Bay? And, of course, everybody talks about Tom Brady. And I think a lot of those superstar quarterbacks will be back with their teams that they've played for X amount of years. Tom Brady, the only curveball, or the one curveball I see, is maybe the Raiders would be interesting to Tom Brady, because living in L.A., and of course it doesn't matter, you could play anywhere, but Mark Davis, fascinated. I am certain about the prospect of a Jeff Brady. Imagine that incredible jewel they're building in Las Vegas, and then having someone somebody like Tom Brady be your quarterback. Are you kidding? And for the first time, this free agent spot is something he's not used to. But Robert Kraft has said a million times, slight exaggeration, a lot, that Tom Brady is their quarterback. I can't imagine him not being a Patriot. The other thing that we might talk about in the man cave is all this nonsense with the sign stealing. It's not nonsense. It's horrible. The idea that, you know, oh, and I love those Astros. I love watching Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman do what they did in the World Series, not this past year, but the year before that. And now this whole sign stealing thing, and what's it going to mean for them heading into next season? I think they're just fueled by it, because, I mean, now there's this kind of tag on them about cheating. And I believe some of the places they play, you're going to see signs and booing and all of that. The team got slapped with $5 million fine. They lose their first and second round draft picks in 2020 and 2021. Those draft picks can matter. And you're done with the manager, you're done with the general manager, so it's the whole re-racking of your, you know, on-field offices, I would call it, and it's too bad. Somebody said, what about the players? Should they be penalized? Are you kidding? You know how many, you'd be opening up such a Pandora's box. I don't think you could do it. The band is playing, and it means I am being ushered off the stage. They've given me the hook. Make it count, everybody. Thanks.
There's a girl I want to see, but I'm man enough to be the boy in your dream. Through the rip in the seam of the pants of my love, and the draft of the blood that I wish it would be. Wish I could get to the point for the liquor. My tongue getting tired and my thought getting thicker. If I had a dictionary, I'd be quicker. Three words are all I know. Three words are all I know.
Shot at in Mexico? 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas? Riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet? Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.